earlier this week, I sat through a 5 hours, 45 minute rain delay at beautiful Citi Field to play a ball game, which they finally did. They finally got around to playing, only a single game and a doubleheader, but I didn't think I'd duplicate that this week until today when I sat through a Yankee game and then a Yankee post game before I got on the air. And it was just about as long as it was the other day. And so did this guy, as a matter of fact. David Lennon of Newsday was there, and it was a long one today. Boy, how are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, Ed. Now that the game's over, I'm doing excellent. It's been quite a week, baseball-wise, in New York, that's for sure, Ed. And,
yeah.
First the doubleheader that wasn't at Citi Field, then the doubleheader that was, and now the game that should have been a doubleheader, but was only one game today in the Bronx. So, yeah, they've been wearing us out for sure.
No question about that. Hey, before we talk about today, I wanted to go back, because you hit the nail on the head the other day when we were at David's thing, David Wright's announcement the other day. And, you know, why does it happen to guys like that? Why do the good guys always have to go out that way? And you're absolutely right. You know, it was hard to see that, yet you had to feel as well that, you know, he's going to have his moment, and hopefully everybody can share in that too when that day comes.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was weird, Ed, you know, and you've covered David, obviously, since he started in 04, as I did. And, you know, when you do this job, of course, you become friendly with some of the guys along the way. But, you know, they're people that you cover for the most part. And, you know, you kind of treat them more clinically and objectively as you go along the line. And after Thursday's announcement, as much as we knew it was coming and there was an inevitability to it, you know, I still felt kind of, I was kind of bummed out when I left the stadium that night. You know, I was down. And the reason why is because as a guy that I'd covered the whole way through and a guy that had really been the consummate pro, and you can't say this enough to people on the outside who don't, you know, work with Wright every day and have been around him all the time, that means a lot. You know, when somebody like that treats everyone with respect and is a professional all the way through, doesn't happen a lot. So I think people should understand that it is it's a big loss on and off the field, I think, for the Mets organization.
Yeah,
sure.
No question about it. You know, David always knew the right thing to say, whether it be to a teammate, somebody in the media. He was always engaging. He was always polite. So he was always a professional and always there.
Just a rare breed.
Yeah.
You just don't see a lot of guys like that.
No, that's true. And yeah, I know you were talking to him afterwards, and you know, he was saying that I actually found it kind of funny because he was saying that he didn't want to cry, and he teared up. And I said, I don't know, why would that bother you? I was tearing up myself just listening to him. I was. I mean, I felt misty. You know, it was tough to see that after everything that he'd been through. You know?
Well, I joked with him. I said, you know, I saw you walk in. You had a sheet of notes in your left hand, and you had a towel in your right. And I'm like, what the heck is he walking in with a towel for? And then, lo and behold, as he went through the news conference, you know, you saw him dab at his eyes quite a bit.
Yeah,
you know, with the big towel he had in his right hand. So yeah, it was an emotional day. You know, for the organization, for the media, for him especially. So you know, let's hope that he has a good weekend in the final weekend of the year.
Absolutely, no question. Now today's game over there, it took forever. They had chances galore. We've seen that before, and you know, I guess there was a little euphoria from the night before, maybe the finally busting out of things, but this has been going on for a couple of weeks now, you know, one up, one down, and they're back to this now.
Well, you just wonder, Ed, and I know, I mean, since the All-Star break, I mean, this is a team, I was looking it up today, they're only 29 and 24 since the All-Star break. This month, they're 6-7. It's just a team that, you know, after pulling out quick in the beginning and just establishing this big, you know, 540 games over 500, just has really been scrambling. And I think a lot of that has to do with the people they've missed. You know, you don't like to use injuries as an excuse, but they've had a succession of guys from Gregorius to Sanchez to Judge, the Chapman, that have gone out and kind of thrown them out of whack here. And I think that's been the problem. And it's not a team that has done a good job kind of generating runs, manufacturing runs, like, you know, people like to point to the Red Sox as a team that's more balanced in that way. with more speed and the contact guys and the ability to generate offense that way.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team that gets, you know, the big home run they rely on. They strike out a ton. So when that's not clicking, you know, you have days like Friday night when you win 11-0, and then you have days like today where, you know, I know the final score was 8-7, you know, but that was a late barrage. They were getting smoked early on. I think for the first five innings, they'd already struck out 10 times,
yep.
You know, and it stranded seven or eight guys. So, yeah, it's really been that kind of stop and start offense. And now that they're maybe getting a couple guys back, maybe that'll help them. But, you know, there's only 2 weeks left in the season now.
David Lennon of Newsday, our guest. I think we all know how important that Aaron Judge is, and not just coming back and playing right field. He's got to get a bat in his hand and obviously help this team offensively. But you hit upon a guy that I think maybe gets overlooked a little bit, and that's Didi. I know he had a terrific game today, but, you know, he was gone for a while. I know he slumped for a while, obviously, and they had to kind of carry him through that. But I do think he's very important and a big cog in that team.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, you never thought of Didi that way, Ed. Yeah. Until last year, you had his big breakout season where he turned into a major offensive threat, hitting 25 home runs. They were using him in the cleanup spot quite a bit, just that they needed that lefty power. Defensively, obviously, excellent defender. Now this year, he's come back despite all the time he's missed, Ed. Today, his two home runs. Now he's hit 26. His year-old record he already broke.
Mm-hmm.
So they need the lefty pop, and Didi gives that to him. That's going to be a big help. Mm-hmm. I mean, he couldn't do it himself today. I mean, Andrew Harvis hit the grand slam. Didi hit a couple home runs. So he needs a little bit more help. But, yeah, I think now that Gregorius is back, he hasn't been back for very long, only about a week and a half now. So the fact that he's back in that lineup, you should see a more steady offensive production now. Judge, you know, Ed, I don't know what you can expect from him. I mean, his wrist, he still feels it. I know people want to say he's having his usual home run barrage of BP, but just a huge difference between hitting home runs in batting practice and facing a guy throwing 98, bearing down on your hands and trying to be productive. I'm just not sure they're going to see that at Judge, and I think he even admitted as much. He's like, I don't think I'm really going to be the same guy until I've had an off season to really get this wrist healed.
I think pain threshold will be, and I'm not saying that he can't, you know, do that. He'll work through it. I mean, he's going to play. There's no question. But I do think that's going to have an effect. I mean, I think it will be that. I don't think it's going to be totally healed this year. I think he realizes that. Everybody should. So, you know, hopefully he can contribute what he can down the stretch and help him, you know.
I mean, they do need him in there, you know, back-to-back with Stanton, or at least being that intimidating force, whether it's Didi being in the middle of them or not. But, yeah, Ed, you're right. I mean, Judge is as tough as they come. He fought through a hurt shoulder last year when he got shot up. You know, they shoot these guys with painkillers, obviously, to try to keep him going. And I think that's what will happen this time. I mean, they're going to try to dull up the pain in that wrist. They're going to tape him up and see what he can contribute. But he's not going to be the same guy. It's just not going to happen this season. You just can't come back from a wrist like that. And I still think they can generate enough offense, Ed, without him at 100%. But it does hurt them. It does limit them to some extent.
Chapman is going to come back. I know he has a sim game on Monday. That will help. But this starting rotation is, it's got to be questionable at best heading into the playoffs. And how that's all sorted out for who's going to pitch the wild card game and everything. CeCe didn't exactly help matters today.
No, he didn't. And, you know, it's not like he was still in the competition to
right.
pitch the wild card
true.
Game.
That's true.
So he's already had a line through him in that capacity. But I think what you're looking at, Ed, it would surprise me a lot if Tanaka doesn't wind up pitching in that wild card game.
Mm-hmm.
He's really pitching well lately. His splitter looks great. He's locating his fastball great. He's really the kind of ace pitcher that when we've seen Tanaka at his best, that's how he's performed lately. So it would surprise me for him not to get the ball in that game. We don't know where it's going to be yet. You know, they're still only a game and a half up on the A's. The A's lost today. So I don't think it matters. I think Tanaka will pitch in either place. And, you know, I think that's what they have to worry about first. I know everybody wants to talk about their playoff rotation, but they have a rotation of one right now, and that's the guy that needs to get him through that wild card game. Beyond that, you have Jay Happ, who's been a reliable. Jay Happ has been a reliable guy for them. Severino, I think, is coming around to an extent, but he only threw 89 pitches last time out, so they have to stretch him a little bit longer. And CeCe, you know, Boone says they can rely on him, and CeCe said today he feels fine. It was just one of those days where he didn't have his cutter. We'll see. But yeah, the big thing with the Yankees is the bullpen is a huge strength for them. With Chapman back, is a major asset to have on the back end of the bullpen again for them.
That will help. Dave, we're out of time. My wish for you tomorrow is that you can sit back and watch some football, okay? And not sit
I think I will squeeze in some tomorrow.
Dave, always good talking to you. I'll see you soon, okay?
Have a great night, Ed. Take care.
You got it. Dave Lennon of Newsday.